Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We are your hosts.
My name's Phoebe.
And I'm Caroline. And I really mean it when I say welcome back because, yes, we did skip a week. Well, we didn't actually. Do you guys remember when you had to wait an entire 7 days?
Wow.
We used to make you wait 7 entire days for an episode. And this time, or usually now, you get 2 weeks. So it probably felt like ages since you heard our voices yapping in your ears. And hopefully if you weren't a Tuesday listener, you became one. Because you missed us so much.
I bet.
But regardless.
I bet that's exactly what happened.
Today, we are recapping the season 6 premiere episode called
Game On, Charles.
Makes me feel like that.
More like Game On, Smart Andrew.
More like Game On, Smart Andrew. Game On, Smart Andrew. Just practicing different ways of saying it. Doing some vocal warm-ups.
This was a fire episode.
This was a crazy.
And I did forget, because I think last week's episode, I was speaking about how I wish it felt a little much to me that they were figuring out how to get out of the dollhouse so fast, so quickly.
Uh-huh.
And I stand by that for last episode. But this episode,
like, I was like, get out of there.
We get like a 3 weeks later.
I was like,
and it's like, okay, they've been there for a long time.
I
and
was
like,
get out of there. That's how I felt. I was like, girls, get out of there.
And how convenient that at the exact time they are pushing on the door, the other, their counterparts are pulling on the
what
door.
What are the odds? That's called.
It's almost like there was a script.
It's what I call serendipity. It's really what it is.
What I
know you're
scripted.
Right. It almost seemed scripted. I know it wasn't, but it almost
well,
did.
This is reality TV.
Seemed scripted. And this is why we love reality TV, because it makes us feel like, was that scripted? That was
and
so
just,
perfect.
And I just think it's weird that this isn't on Peacock.
You know, me too. When did Pretty Little Liars switch from Bravo to Freeform?
It was the first teenage reality show.
That is not true. It was the first teenage Real Housewives.
Yes.
I don't know why they were called housewives. None of them were married, but alas, that is what they were called. Well, you guys, this episode was crazy. I do have a quick question for you. How much time in the real world passed between these episodes? Because these girls look like they've aged 5 years.
Well, I was trying
and
to
so
figure...
And so does Caleb Rivers.
I was trying to figure that out when we were outside and it starts to thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And the ground, like, it's mud.
Yes.
They're sitting in mud. And then we wake up and everything's completely dry. So I'm like, how many days have passed?
Well, no,
and then
I
it's
mean
like
in real life.
And then it's like
I mean
daytime.
Like for Lucy Hale and Ashley Benson they look very much older.
Like a year, I guess.
Just a year? It's crazy. They all, first of all have haircuts.
This wasn't any different than what a normal season would have been in terms of like waiting.
Really? That feels insane to me. They look so different.
I think part of the issue is that a lot of the time when the season starts, it's not supposed to be like next day. Like oftentimes it's like the school year starting.
Yeah.
We haven't seen them for the whole summer. So it makes sense that Lucy Hale cut 6 inches off of her
it's
hair.
It's not even that. It's like Lucy Hale, I can tell at this point, has had some facial work done. Hannah's eyebrows are way darker. Like there are things Caleb has had filler put in his face. So those are the things that I'm like, how much time had she felt the need to do that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that seems like something you do when you feel like you're looking older. And I get that if you're trying to look like you're teenagers forever, there would be pressure.
That's
but
tough.
I don't know. I just felt like I could tell that they were older. And they look more like they look today to me. Anyway, I'm going to be doing the recap. And for once in my life, I'm completely unprepared for it. I mean, I watched the recap and I've seen the show, but I'm just going to go off the cuff.
So Caroline's going to start at season one, episode one.
Don't trust a this is playing. Just kidding, guys. Okay, so here's really the important stuff. Do you guys remember we're in the dollhouse? We are not in Kansas anymore, y'all. We are in the dollhouse. I can't tell you where it is. I don't have the coordinates.
This voice is so Big Brother audition coded.
Stop making fun of me. I'm fragile today.
No, but that was so funny.
But you weren't laughing.
Well, I wasn't laughing because you're doing your recap, but I did immediately think like that could be the voice that you do for your Big Brother recap. Because it's not like, it's not too much, you know, like Quinn, but it, you still had the right inflection that Big Brother would pick up on it. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll have to listen back and re-listen and re-listen and train myself to only speak like that from now on.
Well,
you're welcome, listeners. Phoebe called it out. Phoebe practically begged for it, so I'll do it. Anyway, we're in the dollhouse, and Charles is running the show. Somehow, Spencer did some puzzles in her head, figured that out. We think he's a De Laurentiis. We have all the girls in here except Allison, who was in jail for the murder of Mona, but she has since been absolved, so she is no longer liable for this. But all the girls were taken, like, on the way to maximum security prison, which is crazy. They have got to figure something out with the prison system. That is not safe. That they just got taken off the side of the road. That would,
and
I
want to
say, it would never happen, but I can't. And it's a real reality show.
And once again, this is a perfect opportunity to bring up that this is based on a true story.
Again, absolutely. I know. Oh, my God. When I remember that, I'm like, sheesh. I am like, sheesh. For real.
Especially this episode.
So anyway, back to the recap. I don't have notes. So Phoebe's like, let's just try to like throw curveballs. Let me distract her. Crazy. Just kidding. I love when you talk. What was I saying? The girls got taken. Yes, yes, yes. I thought they were going to be shot execution style. I was wrong. They got taken. They
and
wake
she
up.
She can admit it.
They wake up. Home sweet home, you guys. Looks exactly like their rooms. But wait, what? Why are the picture frames empty? And that's not my handwriting on the calendar, Spencer said. So they're like, what's going on here? And then we find out Mona Vanderwall's here. And when they're like, Mona, you're alive. And Caroline's jumping for joy and also simultaneously punching Phoebe in the face because she gaslit her for so long. And all of you too. While I'm doing that, Mona is like, don't ever call me that again. I loathe that bitch.
Don't
call me that again. That bitch is dead to me, which is what she says this episode. She's still alive in this one too. And it was not a fluke even, but she is gonna go by Allison. We find out she has been watched here for a while and they're trying to escape, blah, 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 blah. Everyone's looking for them. Everyone. Even the boyfriends who aren't boyfriends at this time. They're all looking.
Ezra,
I'm talking to you. Toby.
Well, Toby is kind of.
Not really. Spencer totally gave him the.
No, Spencer totally cheated on him, but they are still dating.
Right. Sorry. I guess it was when I saw Spencer locking lips with another man.
Not just one,
I
but
forgot
two.
She has a boyfriend.
Not just one, but
oh,
two.
Not just one, but two. One with a British accent. It's like, get real.
And one with rocks for money.
You are, yeah. Spencer, you are so predictable. A British accent comes within 50 feet of you and your panties are off. Like, you've got to stop. So anyway, we're all just here now. I think that's it.
I think you nailed it.
And there's a girl named Sarah Harvey.
Well, that's not in the recap.
Well, I know, but it's important to remember for this. The recap was so long, and then I was like, wait, I got to be writing this down. And then I was like, well, Phoebe's got on a schedule, so I'm not going to rewind, and I'm just going to wing it. And I think it was worth it.
I think you did well. Do you see this mark here on my arm from when I burned myself? Don't even know how, but I'm kind of matching with Taylor Swift right now.
Does she have a burn on her wrist?
She has a burn on her forearm right now. It's quite large.
Why do you know that? I hate that you know that.
I hate that I know that too, but it's because of
Twitter. And
you
know who else hates that you know that?
Taylor Swift and
Tree
Pain.
No, everyone listening to this.
Hey guys, grow up.
If you guys are still on about that, about us talking about Taylor Swift, what else are we supposed to talk about?
It's just that like Des Moines posts every pap walk that she does.
And I'm seated for it. I'm interested.
And I see the tweets that are like, oh my God, she has to be more careful. And I'm like, guys, it's called life.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, guys, it's called
it's
life.
It's called, don't worry, we're going to get a song about it. The burn.
Someone did. And this is so funny. A non Swiftie.
My hair to meet your mom.
A non Swiftie. A non Swiftie quote tweeted the picture of someone saying, oh my God, that burn on her arm with the Des Moines shots, and like tried to write a song about it and was like
I just did.
Yes, but so much worse because it was about baking cookies with Travis. And someone, again, a non-Swiftie quote tweeted it and said, let's leave the songwriting to Taylor.
A non-Swiftie is, that's so funny because it's like, thank you for admitting she's a great
exactly.
songwriter.
Exactly. So we
finally
opened up the dollhouse and the girl, we like have to watch the entire fucking thing happen again.
Yes.
And it's like, I just watched this.
That was traumatic. Yeah, well, our listeners are like, you didn't just watch it. You watched it 2 weeks ago. You skipped a week, lazy. Just kidding. But there is this blonde girl who I was like, Phoebe and I saw Heretic last night. I still think I'm saying it wrong every time I say
Heretic.
It. Okay, Heretic. We saw it last night. And
we'll talk about it on Tuesday. It was great.
Yeah, there's some women in it. So I was like, oh my God, there's that blonde girl. It looks like the girl in Heretic. And Phoebe was like, okay, the girl in Heretic was way prettier. Oh, wait, I shouldn't have said that. That's but I did. And then I was like, Phoebe, what, the prophet? So guys, now go Google the prophet and the Heretic.
No, that's not what happened.
No, that is what happened. I said the prophet.
I thought you were saying, like, I said no, she looks like the prophet.
No,
and I didn't want
to
get ranked over the coals for saying that.
A perfectly
normal looking girl looks like the prophet.
Give me a break. She's not perfectly normal. She's dressed like Alison DeLaurentis.
She does not look like the prophet.
She looks like she's been through. She looks like she's been through.
I've had scandal.
She's had scandal. She's been through. And that's clear.
And that.
And
that
she doesn't want to do the most interesting thing about
her. I'm glad you mentioned Sarah Harvey because I wrote in my notes this bitch and nothing else. So I'm super. I was talking about Sarah Harvey when you said.
I wrote blonde girl tallying. It appears she's been tallying how many days she's been in here.
For a long fucking time.
And the other girls just don't know or don't care that there is another girl in here.
Don't
and
know.
They actually. Never care.
They don't.
That's the best part. Even when they find out,
they
don't even give her a look. She's being carried out on a stretcher past them, and they're just like, anyway,
no. But even when they
I'm
realize
horny.
There's another girl in there,
what I know
because when
like,
they're on the way out, don't
like,
they?
I don't know.
When they're on their way out, don't they say, "Oh, there's another girl," or is that the police officer?
It's the police. Yeah, because they like go in.
So she's been here for freaking ever, and then we see the end scene from last time, and Charles. Locks them out of the dollhouse.
Yes, he starts playing some jazz music while all the girls are in
don't
the
fence
gated
me in
area.
Is
yeah.
the name of the song.
Don't fence me in. Arya says, "I am not going back down there," and I'm like, "Okay, all right, well, okay,
okay." Then I guess we're staying up here.
I guess we're staying up here. Since
and
you,
Hannah,
we're not going down there.
Hannah locks eyes with the camera, and she says, "You may be a dude, but you're still a bitch."
Work. and I just want to say, in the year 2024, bitch is not a gender term.
No, and Hannah would be happy to know that.
And Hannah would be thrilled. And you know what? We do see some growth from the girls in this episode.
Totally.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Later on when they're like, we shouldn't have said that.
Oh, yes.
I was like, okay,
wait,
I actually thought
that the iconic, this was an iconic line from Spencer when she says, we made fun of everybody we'd ever met that day. That's so fun. Okay, ideal day.
Me every
okay,
time. Every
day.
Time you record the podcast.
Me when I go to the saloon of Mount Lebanon, PA.
Well, you better not do that anymore because there might be someone who knows you there.
Shout out. Oh my God, best night of my life. You were going to forget it in 3 weeks and I'm never going to forget
me?
It.
Oh, I'm not going to
no,
forget it.
No, the girl that met me.
She might forget you.
But I'm never going to forget. I'm going to tell my grandkids. And one time I was recognized at the saloon of Mount Lebanon.
And that is my dream minus the saloon part. Minus having to be there for it.
Okay.
Wait, what was that? Okay. So anyway, Spencer is... Wait.
This is so funny.
Who wrote this episode?
They're talking about...
They are talking crazy.
They're talking about how Spencer encountered Charles, was almost face to face. And they're like, was anything familiar? Did he smell familiar? And who said...
Arya
says she's not Jenna.
Oh my God. Okay. And maybe we don't need to bring Jenna up right
this
now.
This is how we know that in Arya's mind, if we needed more proof, it is me.
Exactly.
Always, because she's thinking about Shauna and thus adjacent Jenna all the time.
Yes. And Spencer's like, I don't know. He feels like
a pen
memory,
pal,
maybe.
A cousin.
Yeah, she's like, I know him, but I don't. Anyway, they have no clue where they are, and they're trying to figure out where they could be. And Hannah goes... We could be in a freaking Amazon. And Spencer goes, we're in the northern hemisphere. There's the waning moon or whatever. Hannah goes, I was being facetious. And Spencer, you better shut the fuck
I think it was Mona that said it.
Really?
I think Mona said it.
I rewound because I was
remember,
like, did
I remember being like, oh my God, wait, how do you know that that's 11 words off the top of your head?
Thought the same thing. Would
and
have
that's
to be one
Mona
of them.
Thing.
Would well, that's why I rewound because I was like, no way, that was Emily.
It can't be Spencer.
Why?
I mean, Spencer's so smart, but she's
Spencer
not.
Spencer would know that.
She's not smart the way Mona
but
is.
Also
Mona has such an algorithmic brain in a way that Spencer doesn't.
But
Spencer is too all over the place.
But you know what? Spencer talks to Hannah like that. Mona doesn't really.
But Mona, she may have.
I don't think so. We do not see Mona like undermining Hannah or making fun of her a lot, which I think is why Hannah has such a hard time letting go of that friendship, because like Mona always wanted to be friends with Hannah. So she wasn't always making fun of her. She was like building her up. Whereas Spencer and Aria they're always like, that's not a word. Yeah, so I feel like it was her.
It might have been. Then a thunderstorm starts and Hannah's like, are they going to let us fry out here?
And I'm like, girl, yes. He doesn't care. What happens to you as long as it's bad and horrible.
So now you've embarrassed him, which is why they get punished.
It's now morning. The girl slept in a perfect circle. And now it's nighttime again. And they're like, how long can I live without food, without In-N-Out? And Mona's like, 3 weeks. So she's tested that in the dollhouse, it seems. She's gone 3 weeks without food.
Or she just knows the fact.
I know, but the way they look at her made me think they're like, oh my God.
And then Spencer's like, yeah, and it's even worse without water.
Yeah. And then we get the most insane three lines I've ever heard.
And I think we can just skip over it.
And so Aria says, I'm so thirsty, I would consider drinking my own pee. Followed by Hannah saying, I would suck on a pee-flavored ice cube. And then Emily takes it home with, I'd lick pee off a jock strap.
I'll give her credit.
Okay. I don't know if that's better.
Sweat's better.
Well, it depends. Is it sweat that was made in the jock strap, or was it then applied to the jock strap?
Because
if it's a clean jock strap with a little bit of sweat on it, that's different than a sweaty, soiled. It's finally the most wonderful time of year. Fee, do you have any goals for the upcoming holiday season?
Other than being on the nice list for the 24th year in a row, I'm hoping to perfect my Spanish accent with Rosetta Stone.
Love that. My husband's family is Italian, so I'd love to be able to practice my conversation skills over the holidays. Maybe I'll also learn the top secret family gnocchi recipe.
Yeah, maybe. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. And it has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered.
I love how quickly I'm learning with Rosetta Stone. There are no English translations, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. And it's a super intuitive process designed for long-term retention.
For me, the convenience is the most important part. That and its amazing value. Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership for all 25 languages, so don't put off learning that language.
There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short time, the Pretty Little Podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's Lifetime Membership Holiday Special.
This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today.
That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today today for yourself or as a gift that keeps on giving. Phoebe, is there anything worse than the week before your period? The sleeplessness, breakouts, the cravings, and the blah, blah, blah. PMS is the worst. Luckily, now it's easier to manage with Estro Control.
Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, and the way it eases PMS is pretty interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, which is where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. When that estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women may start having PMS, blemishes, cravings, you know the drill.
Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month. PMS isn't robbing me of a week of my life every month anymore. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST at checkout.
Again, that's happymammoth.com and use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST for 15% off today.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer? Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. And now during our Black Friday sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus free home delivery when you add a base. And Cyber Monday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Jock strap.
Regardless,
the word soiled is crazy.
This is what's up. Mona's like, you'll know that you're dying when you're not hungry or thirsty because your organs are starting to shut down. And Arya, of course, goes, well, mine are working.
Then I'm definitely alive. And I'm wide freaking awake.
That's when she decides to go on her freaking urine rant.
And she's also like, I don't know how much longer I can take this. I don't know if I can handle this. And Mona says, you can handle it, Arya. We all can. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. Tell her, because we don't need any like Debbie Downer's weak bitches here.
Right, which is Arya's whole vibe. Then the doors open in the next morning.
They do. And we get this, the hello message over the speaker, and they're being ordered to go back down, and they can't really decide if it's worse to stay up here or go down there. But
girls,
Mona's like,
I'm sorry.
Just stick together.
The answer is go back down.
Really, you think? I feel like the answer is stay up here.
No, because you know you're going to get fed if you go down there.
I don't know if you know that.
I think you do. If you make it see, it's like Fawn. If you know that, if you can try to go back on what you did and you're going to obey and you go back down there, eventually it might be bad at first, but eventually you will at least get food. I believe. Because they were fed when they got there.
Maybe, and Mona, but it's just like, if we're up here, I know what's out here.
Mona's had enough time, but there's no chance in getting help up there.
I don't know. Is there no chance they're in the middle of the woods?
I also think I'm just going up to what Mona says, because Mona's been there the longest. She's been punished before. So like, she knows if she wants to go back down, it's like, well, then I do believe you're probably going to get fed again.
The girls go back in, and the lights turn off, and Charles shows up behind them with like a gas mask for Mona and like a smoke bomb or something, and gasses the girls. And I just want to say, Mona didn't even try to run.
No.
She like practically was like, yeah. Like I just thought,
no,
it was,
stop. But like putting the gas mask on.
Yeah. So anyway, they wake up, and all I have here on this bullet point is Jesus Christ.
They're on like these metal tables in a morgue, essentially, with like these sheets over them, and they're naked. And
I could not believe, I kept expecting them. Well, especially because Emily, when they, you know, they wake up, whatever, they realize where they are. Emily lifts up the sheet to like look at her body. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, she's checking to see if she's closed. And then she's so relieved. And I was like, okay, thank God her clothes are on. But then that's not what it is.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, wait, but aren't any of you concerned about the fact that you're naked? No one said a word about the fact they had no clothes on, which I thought was just interesting that they weren't like,
yeah,
we're, I don't know. I just, knowing what channel this was on, I thought that was a crazy detail.
Emily wanted to make sure that their organs weren't being harvested. And Hannah's like, we're still alive. And Emily's like, well, we only need one kidney. And then I think Spencer, the one that says, I think A wanted to make it look like we were dead and like send a message to our family.
I am like, that's like a huge, I mean, I that might be true,
but it is a bit of a jump.
I would never just like,
and I don't necessarily think that this is how A would orient your bodies to send that message, because it makes it look like you are in some kind of morgue.
Yeah.
Like a real morgue. Then right. They would.
It's also funny because I feel like the A that we know doesn't want the game to be over. And if everybody thinks the girls are dead, it's a little bit more over. Like,
and
I think he likes that
chase.
He's being chased.
I
agree.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't even know if he would want to do that.
And then Mona, as Allie comes in with a candy stripers outfit, and she's got aspirin for the girls. And they determine that all five of them are scared, if you can even believe it.
If you can believe that. Mona has another one of those iconic lines where Hannah's like, Mona, she's like, I told you not to ever call me that again. That bitch is dead to me. And it's just like the way she just serves.
And it
kind of
makes me sad, because I am like, partially, I feel like Mona has such low self-esteem that part of her might
believe it. Aww.
Believe like what she's saying. That's about sad. Herself sometimes.
The girls also aren't fully trusting Mona, which does make sense to me. And I think if I saw Mona not fully running away from that gas mask,
yeah,
I'd be like,
running, frankly, right into
right
A's arms.
Into it. And then also like, the four of us wake up here and you're perfectly fine. You've just been in your room the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I would be raising my eyebrows. But
Then Mona starts to defy, because we get a message that says, well, they were only out for
weird,
a couple
yeah.
hours, but we get a message that is like, everybody go back to your rooms for your surprises. And Mona says no.
Twice. I was like, Mona, this does not go along with you.
I'm
just
like,
now pretending to be
pretending
Allie.
Pretending to be Allie.
Yeah.
And then three chimes go, and I guess that means, wait, go to your room or else. And I'm like, isn't it go to your room or else regardless
every
of how
single
many
time? I know. I thought it was so funny that she's like, they're like, go to your room. And she's like, no. And then again, he's like, go to your room. And she's like, no. And then it beeps three times. And Mona goes, that means I need to go to my room. I was like, yeah. Like, I do not speak English anymore. Like, I know.
So
we all know.
She looks at the girls and she goes, if you don't go, it steals you in the night. and puts you in the hole.
This isn't The Quiet Place.
This isn't Silence of the Lambs. We already used that as a title of ep.
But I'm sorry, it.
But also, we know. We especially, the well scene is so, if you, what's the quote from Silence of the Lambs when he like puts the basket down in the well?
I don't know. I've never seen Silence of the Lambs. Yeah.
Oh my God, we gotta watch it.
Okay, maybe.
It was filmed in Pittsburgh, some of it.
Great. In my house?
No, Soldiers and Sailors.
I can't believe it was filmed in my house. And no one disclosed that.
And it's a documentary.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so they all go into their rooms, and when they shut the door, they all gasp. And then we start hearing them all say, no, please, no, don't, please.
I mean, it's like, and Phoebe's doing that scream because we're recording a podcast and we have microphones and she can't
and
do what I'm doing.
Neighborhood.
She's going to do what I'm doing. But the screaming is like, I was like, what?
And I'm like,
I thought they saw their families being fucking tortured
and
in there.
Also
that's
like,
the level
I'm also
of screaming
a little
we're
bit
hearing.
Like, how much could be being done simultaneously here?
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Well, that's why I was like, are they just showing them something really disturbing? We don't find out.
So
we just fast forward 3 weeks
later.
3 weeks later,
we're outside the De Laurentiis house and we have a press conference going on. Allie's been let out of jail, of course. Caleb and Ezra are here. And we find out that Andrew Campbell is missing and also the top suspect in the disappearance of the girls and Mona's murder.
And so here's what I want to say. Clocked it. I was like, something's up with you. You're obsessed. You want to be in the clique so
bad. You
want to
be in the clique so bad.
I have been saying that about
Smart
Andrew.
Bad enough to build an entire dollhouse.
I have literally been saying about Smart Andrew the whole time. All I know about you is that you're smart and that you want to be in the clique. Like, that's, you want to be included.
Right.
And if you're not, something bad's going to happen.
And here we are. Allie's reading her statement, and it's basically just like everything you'd expect to hear. Ken's here. She has a new haircut.
Can you believe how much she looks like Justy?
I know the haircut is not a good length for her to look young.
No, but the haircut, the hair color, and the way they did her makeup with her outfit as well.
She looks like an English teacher.
But she literally looks like Justy, the actress, is what I'm saying. Do you think that too, is what I'm asking.
I didn't necessarily clock it, but I see it. I just didn't think it necessarily.
I thought
initially.
It was like jarring.
But
anyway.
I think that like, I hate when they put her in those like sheer,
the
like,
polyester
like the kind
shell
of things
tops.
That they have to like teachers wear, like female teachers wear, because business casual for women is not, you can't walk into a store and be like, let me get business casual for a woman and not want
to
kill yourself.
Well, tell that to Hannah Marin.
You know, but still, you know what I mean? Like that material, and she's got like a cardigan over it. It's way too long to be
it's
flattering.
A polyester shell top.
Is that polyester?
Yes.
I've always, and that's why I hate it.
Well, I learned that when I worked at Stitch Fix, which I also wrote down here, that she looks like she's in a Stitch Fix outfit.
But for our mom.
Not for our mom.
You know, but I mean like
for a mom.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, she's dressing way too old, but that's like such a Stitch Fix type look.
She's basically, what we find out is she's making a trap because she's like, if you do anything to my friends, just like, please don't. They're my rocks. And then she says, and also, no more police. Get the police fucking out of here.
She directly calls Andrew out as well, which I thought was interesting. And so we go in the house. We have Ken and Allie sharing a moment and hugging. And then, all the police are behind them, including Lieutenant Butterscotch. And they are setting up Andrew. So they're just using Allie as bait. So we have that blonde girl in the Allie outfit, Sarah Harvey, but they don't know that yet.
And it's like, is it a wig? Is it her hair just grown out and bleached?
So my question too, and how many of this outfit do we have? I also thought a really nice touch in this episode was that all the girls are like, yes, dressed the way they would be dressed, but it's all ill-fitting. So like Spencer's wearing a polo that's way too small. The buttons are so up high and then her pants are too loose. And it's like Spencer always has perfectly tailored clothing, which I didn't notice as much until I'm seeing her in this. And
also
lends
itself to when they talk about it later, when they all get their like souvenirs from their home.
Yeah.
That A has been planning this for way longer.
Ooh,
than we
yes.
can. Like these could be clothes that like,
they've had for years.
Either have had for years or even like A's watched them like donate to Goodwill and like gotten their old clothes.
Thinking about all the clothes that Hannah like donated to the church drive.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
A's been working on this for a long time.
Crazy. This is a level of planning and admin I'm just not simply capable of.
So if you guys were worried that we were going to do a dollhouse.
Don't worry. I know I tried to be A for a little bit in high school, but I am not going to go this far. I'm really not.
Literally.
Literally not. So Sarah Harvey brings the girls food and they are like, are you Mona? Are you Mona? And she like covers her ears and runs away. Are you scared of the name Mona? What's that about? So we're back at the De Laurentiis dungeon and Allie sees a shadow. This is crazy. Allie sees a shadow, freaks out. Pulls out their guns. Jason De Laurentiis walks in the room and has the most hilarious fake reaction to Toby with a gun I've ever seen. He's like, what? Like, it's,
and he's like, guys.
He's like, Toby, the gun, really? And Toby's like, dude, I'm a cop.
He's like, guys, I came through the garage. And it's like, okay, you guys didn't plan for that? There's not someone at the garage?
You don't have a Ring camera?
What is going on here?
Find my friends, you know where Jason was?
You guys think you're so smart setting up this sting operation.
They are not so smart, I'll tell you that.
But the garage was not even manned.
Crazy. So Allie gets a call from a blocked ID. They're all sure it's going to be A. She answers it, and it's just playing a song. And so the song plays for a while, and the police are tracing the call, and they end up finding out that the call is coming from inside the house.
Which, by the way, in seventh grade, we had to write fractured fairy tales. Or no. That was sixth grade. Terrifying tales in seventh grade.
Mm.
And so you had to write like a horror.
Oh, I remember this. I think we've talked about this.
And
maybe.
Mine was kind of based on Scream, but it was like a babysitter in our beach house. Like that was Jesus. The setting that I did because the floor plan was small enough
That'd
to
be
make
really
it like,
hard.
It was actually like, guys, like a really dark story.
Phoebe's like, I'm actually scared talking about it. I'm scared.
Should find it. I think one of the kids died.
Do you want to know what mine was about?
It's going to be so much worse.
Why do you think that? You just said yours was actually scary and really dark. And then you looked at me with fear in your eyes and soul and said, it's going to be so much worse. That's
what was
crazy.
It?
Well, it was called Fiskars.
It was a hostel, wasn't it?
Yes. Wait, okay, we have talked about this. I wrote about a girl who was, for some reason, at a youth hostel. And she went in her room and she shut the door and hanging.
Oh, right, scissors.
Yeah, hanging on the coat, like the coat thing over the door, was her roommate hanging like from it with scissors in her back, a pair of Fiskars. And there's just like a killer in the hostel. And I call it Fiskars.
But mom helped me come up with my...
What the fuck?
With mine.
Okay, wait. Mom wrote mine, too.
Wait.
Mom.
Mrs. Caldwell, do not call the plagiarism police.
I'm just kidding. Mom did not write mine.
No, mom helped me. She came up with the idea... Because I had never seen Scream before, and she helped me come up with the idea of, like, favorite movie.
Hey, mom. Don't plagiarize for Phoebe. Okay? Don't do that again.
But you guys know I famously love the Scream films.
I thought you were going to say, you guys know I famously love plagiarizing.
Who's to say?
It's like, isn't that my thing? Just kidding. I'm kidding.
It is your whole thing. We go back to the De Laurentiis house.
Wait, this was interesting too.
Where the fuck are we? Are we done?
I got it. Shh. I'll tell you. I love when Phoebe's like, I don't know where we are. So she talks the whole time to Stahl and it's like, but I know where we are. So you don't have to keep doing that. I'll just pick it up. So they're like, Allie, the person's in the house. They put her in, like, the pantry, and they don't even check to see if anyone's in it. I'm like,
I know
he's going to be in there.
Guys, this is my dream. And this is also our mom's dream.
Being locked in the pantry?
No. This room, it's a pantry, but it's also a gift wrapping station and a wine cellar.
Yeah, that is insane.
Because you see, it's not even just, like, gift wrapping is, like, in a drawer.
It's, like...
You have those things where you can, like...
Year-round. The like, wrapping tear the wall.
You can tear it off the little, like, metal thing. Awesome.
Wow. So... Wow. Allie's in there and they have a police officer guarding the door while they check for the whole house. They get into Allie's room and there's a mannequin sitting in the rocking chair.
Toby's literally ready to shoot. Hands up.
Toby's like, I'm going to shoot to kill. I'm going to do it. And they go over and it's got a pig mask.
Oh my God.
I am like, wow. I was like, okay, commentary as well.
And it gets crazier.
Yes.
Because then the phone on this mannequin starts, and I thought that he was going to pull the pig mask away and there'd be an Allie mask, but that's not what it was.
Wait, no, it was. Oh,
no,
I thought it wasn't. Okay, at first I thought it was an Allie mask on a dead body, but then I realized it was just a mannequin.
Just a mannequin. And then the phone starts to ring in the pocket of the hoodie that's on the mannequin.
Mm-hmm.
And Toby pulls it out, answers it, and it's just pigs squealing and squealing and squealing.
And then behind LB, the other police officer who's supposed to be guarding Allie. I'm sorry, you're fine.
You're actually so fired.
Elby goes, I literally just told you not to leave under any circumstances.
I think she does say, what are you doing?
Yeah, she goes,
here?
You were supposed to be downstairs. And the cop's like, well, I wanted it on the action. Fuck you.
And then they go downstairs.
Guess what? Guess who's gone? I'm like, okay, that's your last day on the job, bitch.
And also, I do think it's so funny when we find out that this was all a ploy to get Allie out of the house, was that Allie's like final way of making it seem like something sinister happened was taking one of the bottles of wine, dropping it, and just like leaving it. I'm like, did you think it looked like blood? What did you think this was going to signal to them?
She's like, and I've staged many a crime scene. And
you always need.
Don't doubt me. You always need a bottle of cab. Yeah, so she runs away, and I am like, Allie, why the hell are you running away? Like, I know, but I think this whole thing is stupid.
I agree, but it works.
It works somehow because it's scripted, but it's so dumb.
But I do think, like, I don't understand why the police couldn't have been in on it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand why it had to be.
Make it seem like the police have their own thing. I mean, I guess the idea is that they wanted A to latch on to the police. Like, the police were the decoy.
But it's just, like, so annoying. Well, Toby's like, I know the song. It's called Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree. So they basically figures out that the
Toby
song...
Toby has to fully act, by the way. Toby, like, has to put a look on...
He does, you're right.
He puts a look on his face so that Jason is then like, Toby, what's going on?
It is so funny.
And by the way.
And by the way. And guess what? So LB's like, okay, the song was a message about Andrew's apple farm and we're going to go there and blah, blah, blah. So Ezra and Caleb are in a car outside. Waiting. And Allie comes and runs and gets in the car. We find out they staged the whole thing. So the cops are going to go
out the house. Guys, when they find out that you caught the house, you're dead.
You're dead meat.
You're dead meat. Guys, it's game over.
No, that was crazy to me. I'm like, they're like, oh, they believe the call. I was like, what? guys, this is a little much. This is a little much. And now I'm like, okay, Toby, now I have the ick because I know you were just like performing. And that's gross.
And so Toby was always going to know where they are, but they're going to the Kissing Rock right now. And Caleb hands Allie the ugliest shoes you've ever seen.
No. You skipped something I have to point out.
Go for it.
Allie goes, oh, he'll be at the Kissing Rock. He won't pass up an opportunity to get his hands on me.
And the guys
are just like,
I'm like, all right, Allie, I know that you're like being the hero here, but at the end, you're revealing that at the end of the day, it all does come back to how this,
he wants to fuck me. He wants to fuck me.
And I get it.
He either wants to kill me or fuck me or marry me.
Or all
kill,
three.
Fuck, marry. Kill, fuck, marry. The Allie De Laurentiis game. That's like what she says.
She invented it.
And the guy's just like, okay. And then she sees the shoe. She's like, nice kicks. And they're
kicks?
Like, they're like, there for you. And actually, we have a tracker in the heel of these cowboy boots.
It's giving horse girl turned elementary school music teacher.
The boots?
Yes.
You're right. And it's also giving, we couldn't have found a better pair of shoes.
It's giving.
How about some walking shoes?
It's giving.
I'm walking in.
It's giving Caleb was rooting through the Goodwill at the Marin House.
Yes, it is. It's giving, Allie would never wear those.
That's right. For sure.
Sorry,
we find out there's
it.
A tracker
because Allie
them,
only
though.
Wears ballet flats now. That she's dressing like a 6-year-old teacher who is at the end of her tenure and is about to retire.
There's a tracker in these shoes so that the guys can keep track of her.
So we get a new announcement at the dollhouse. The girls have to
wait.
Go to-
Allie has a girl boss moment here when she gets the shoes. She says, give a girl a good pair of shoes and she can conquer the world.
And they're just like, okay. They drive away. They're like, we don't want to fuck you anymore. Okay?
I know.
We're not.
Ezra's like, hey, I found a new 16-year-old.
Yeah, I'm not really into you anymore. I've never teen.
You were born in April. Aria was born in March. So like, she's just a little younger.
Like, I just like younger girls. Okay, I just do. Actually, that would make her older.
Aria.
Right. Phoebe was also like, Caroline, stop trying to trick me.
We're at the dollhouse.
He's like, we're at the dollhouse.
A is telling the girls to go to Allie's room to prepare for arrival. And okay, these girls are a little bit stupid at first because they're like, wait, what? And it's like, okay, arrival at Allie's room. I know they think Allie's in jail, but you guys were on your way to jail and you ended up here.
Anything.
A lot of, Hannah, you know what was going on behind those four walls.
Yes, exactly. Also, as they're coming out of their rooms, this is a dark moment. They all come out of their rooms and it's like, something has changed
within
them.
Me.
Yeah, within me.
Something is not the same.
And they today, one of my students, I was like,
they were through by playing by the rules of someone else's game.
Just through accepting the list. My student today was like, or I was like, are you excited to see Wicked? And she said, yeah, I'm so excited. And I was like, yeah, next week. She goes, it's not next week. And I was like, yeah, it's next week. And she's like, No, it's on Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving is not next week, Caroline. As if like I'm crazy, and I was like, girl,
no,
they moved
but
it.
I understand.
I'm going Thursday.
I sympathize with her because the original release date.
We have the same conversation, and it doesn't get old for me.
The original,
I love it.
The original release date was Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
but to be frank, the original release date was my birthday last year.
Oh, I forgot that. They said, wait, Phoebe Connell's birthday. No.
No, we gotta move it.
No, we cannot do that. We cannot do that. She will freak out if anything takes a spotlight from her. Phoebe loves her birthday. Anyway, the girls go into Allie's room. Well, all the girls come out. They're like in their old clothes. Hannah comes out last, and it seems like maybe she's been through something worse than the other girls.
Yeah, but I also can't tell because when the other girls are out without Hannah, they're also talking about, like, they're like, I just can't find words to talk about what happened.
Crazy. And Arya's hair is pink again.
But what's crazy is Arya's ready. About
Arya's like, well, I kind of don't have to talk about it. Notice anything different about me?
I actually got to go outside
and go to the salon. The girls all go into Allie's room. Emily's dressed like a coach, and they have just like
Sue Sylvester.
A box of the Democratic Sue Sylvester because she's in blue. All of Allie's stuff from her room at home. It's sort of like the boxes Maya had on the curb. They're all now here.
Hey guys. Just boxes filled with stuff.
Boxes filled with all these stuff.
Which I am like, okay, wait, has A been going back that far to collect stuff?
Wouldn't that be insane? Maya Maya comes out. She's working with A.
She's like,
Maya,
oh, wait.
Charles.
She goes, oh.
Emily. Wait, Emily, you know Allison De Laurentiis?
Fuck.
So.
Charlie. Chuck.
These are going to. Just kidding.
Oh my God.
No, we're not doing that.
So we're in Allie's fake room. And they find a paper. Like, there's a bunch of newspaper in here as well. So they're
realizing that
Allie has been released from prison. She's coming back. And then Hannah's like, wait, did you guys also sign the welcome card for Allie?
She says, did A force you to sign it? And
which,
I'm like,
by the way, later I wrote all of their signatures down.
Because
I think that especially the salutations were interesting.
I didn't pay attention to them, but I did take a photo of
the diary entry.
Yeah.
So then... They're also talking about, there's newspaper articles about how Allie called for no more police, everything. So Emily's like, Allie is just a sitting duck. And if A brings Allie here, does that mean she won't need Mona anymore?
So we do find out what happened to Mona.
Silence of the Lambs.
Mona's in the hole. It came together and put her in the
hole. I'm going to Google that. It'll be easy to find. Okay. Keep talking.
So Charles comes to visit Mona. She's like apologizing, begging him not to leave her, but he does. So we know where she is. And this is when we get their apologies for the things that they used to do. So the girls are all like putting Allie's room together and they're talking about how awful Allie was, but also how they were like complicit and compliant in this horrific treatment of others. So,
oh, this is it. It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. And it's like the killer, Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs, traps this person in a well like where Mona is and will put down in this basket lotion so that the person in the well has to put lotion on their body. And if they don't, the person like hoses them down.
Oh, my God.
It's a very disturbing movie, but it is beautifully shot.
Well, anyway,
Jodie Foster eats in that movie.
Good. I'm glad. So, anywho, Hannah goes, we let her call Lucas Hermie, which, yeah, guys, I don't think we included that when it first happened, but that is what Allie used to call Lucas. And then Emily goes, we let her blind Jenna. And then someone says, we are not the same people we were back then,
but
especially
this,
Allie.
This is that's what Emily says. The Allie part for sure is Emily. But Spencer, this is where Spencer says, we insulted everyone we ever met that day, which is so funny. And then Spencer's in this box and she picks up a boat that is like the initials CD are carved into the side of the boat. So we're realizing that this isn't just Allie's stuff.
No, this might be someone else's. And they're like, well, who CD? I mean, immediately I would think CC Drake, not Charles De Laurentiis.
Arya decides to get fucking... She loves when there's a moment for her to be important and make a scene. Because she goes, Spencer, can you come over to the closet? I think I need help with this tension rod.
Spencer, I mean, Arya, you could not be less, like, slick with this. Although, at first, I was really annoyed with her because I was like, she's being a bitch, I thought, at first. Because she's like, Spencer's like, can Hannah do it?
Oh,
because
yeah.
Spencer's trying to figure something out.
No.
And Arya goes, she's busy.
I think that was actually maybe sweet.
That's what I, then I realized is to protect Hannah. Because what Arya wants Spencer to see is that Mona has carved into the back of the wardrobe, "He's going to kill me, M." And that's when I realized, yeah, Arya didn't want Hannah to have to be the one to see it.
Sweet.
Which is really sweet.
So we go to the police department and we're watching the news. Radley's closing. We're hearing about Andrew, all this stuff. Tanner comes in to Barry and Toby, I believe, is also in there.
Can you believe LB said idea? Like, plain as day said idea.
I didn't notice.
Instead of idea. She goes, "If you have any idea where they are." And I.
Which is when our dad has had like three beers. That's how he says idea, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
And so they say there's no Allie or Andrew at the Campbell farm. And then Barry sees that someone that looks like Andrew goes by one of the news reporters at the press conference. And then they try to get a partial plate out of the car that he gets into. And I'm like, okay, Andrew, stupid.
Stupid.
And they get a partial plate on a sedan.
It's so serial killer coded, though, inserting yourself.
But like, I am like, okay, when I look at that press conference, there were about 15 people there.
But he did give Andrew vibe. Like, he looked a lot like
Andrew. No, I agree. But I'm just thinking we should have made it like a real, real big, maybe like a vigil.
Yeah, true.
Because it was a small enough group that I think
maybe there's been more.
The police would have noticed Andrew.
Yeah.
Because he's tall. He's a big guy.
I bet because it's been 3 weeks, I bet they had the vigil and stuff like earlier.
Probably,
you know?
Which is crazy.
That's my guess.
We missed it.
We missed the freaking vigil.
So we go to the woods / the kissing rock. Allie gets to the kissing rock and then Patsy Cline starts to play.
"When I was walking."
And it leads her to this car. I guess if I'm Allie, I'm like,
I'm not gonna get it. I'm Allie and I walk up to a car. This is, they love to do this though. Every time they see a car, they're like, "Let's open all the doors and get in."
That's mine.
And I'm like, "Let's." Oh, are you women or not?
It's like when I watched American Psycho for the first time on Friday.
Oh, really?
And it's the scene.
Did Anthony inspire you?
No, that's crazy. We realized we both watched American Psycho.
Yes.
I watched three movies on Friday, just like movies that I needed to get off my Letterboxd watch list.
But
and I mentioned I watched Notes on a Scandal, Killing of a Sacred Deer, and American Psycho.
Were they good?
Yeah, they were all pretty good. American Psycho I thought was great. I really enjoyed it. I've read a lot about it because I was a little bit confused about some stuff, but there's that scene where he's running through New York and opening like every car door. That's The Liars.
Yeah. No, literally that is The Liars. And I hated about them. And so Allie immediately like gets in the car, no problem. And I would never fucking do that. And she turns the car on and it starts giving her directions. So
and
she's
I'm
following
like,
it.
Okay, that's weird and not normal. But I guess I am thinking
she has the tracker in her shoes. Yeah, I would keep thinking that too. And she does have her phone with her. Like, I know it doesn't have service later, but she does have it.
And then we go back to Caleb and Ezra.
Which is where I'm like, I'm sending a text.
Yeah,
I'm texting the guys like, "Hey, just so you know,
I'm
getting in a car."
Yeah. And so Caleb and Ezra are following and they're trying to like not follow too closely, but close enough.
Question. Didn't you think it was weird, though, that they didn't get worried when they realized she was in a car?
I know. I would have thought
because
that was
strange.
Because
I wouldn't have thought she was driving.
I agree. I'm with you. I thought that was interesting. But Caleb goes, We have to find them. I promised Hannah's mom we would find them. And that's not a promise I'm going to make.
Breaking that. So then we find out that all the girls actually got boxes with their old stuff. And this is when, as Phoebe was saying, it's stuff they thought they lost ages ago. So we realize Charles has been planning this for quite a long time.
And guys, this is how we know Ashley Marin is the mom of the year. And I'm not saying that every mom experiences trauma in the same way, but just for the sake of the show, Ashley Marin has been hospitalized because she is so sick over Hannah being
missing. And Hannah is just
missing.
Like crying. Hannah, she great. Honestly, great. The girls all
everybody.
Do really, really
even,
strong
especially
acting.
Janelle Parrish, I thought.
Oh, I agree.
I watched Mean Girls the musical last night. Mm-hmm. I've never watched it before. The girl who plays Gretchen and Janelle Parrish should play mother-daughter.
Oh, the original Gretchen?
No. Mean Girls the musical.
No, I know. The original Broadway cast Gretchen.
Is that her?
I'm asking you.
No, I mean, maybe. Is that the actor?
No. I'm just asking if you watched the original Broadway cast.
No. The movie musical.
The original. Oh, with Renee Rapp.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sorry. I like have all these different Gretchens in my head right now.
They were just running. No, the one in the movie with Renee Rapp. There was something about the way their mouths moved constantly reminded me of Janelle Parrish.
Interesting.
And I thought Karen.
Well, the character is very Mona.
Karen was dumbed down way too much, but I do think that the actress, she made me laugh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I love the movie.
And thank God for Renee Rapp. But I did skip through every scene Katie was only in.
That's fine. I think it's fine, honestly. So, yeah. So anyway, you know, she went to the hospital. Everyone's panicking because they think that, like, all their families are freaking out. Aria freaks out at the camera. I will kill you for what you've done to our families. Do you hear me?
Okay.
And they, like, pull her back. And I'm like, what is she going to do? It's a camera.
What is she going to do?
Like, what is she going to do? She's not going to hurt anybody. Oh my God.
But, like, it's definitely scary realizing that A is trying to make this place not just the dollhouse, but their doll home.
Spencer says, okay, let's help Hannah unpack. And then she whispers to Hannah, we're going to find Mona. We're going to get out. And we learn a new piece of Spencer lore
and
here.
I'm like, is
that
it
frankly,
true?
I needed to. Oh, well, it's obviously true because she shows us it's true. She's always going to prove herself. Spencer won an Etch-A-Sketch contest in the third grade, which now I'm kind of pissed. I've never won an Etch-A-Sketch contest. I don't know if I'm good at Etch-A-Sketch, but I could have been.
You could have been.
Now we'll never know.
Well, you could start now. Could be a nice hobby.
No.
For you to do during Housewives?
No, I have too many other hobbies.
For sure.
I am literally loaded up on hobbies.
She basically says Charles is a De Laurentiis on the Etch-A-Sketch.
Yes, she Here writes it out. And the girls are like, holy shit, you're good.
You are good. Sketch.
No wonder you won.
We go to the well and Mona's singing, and then we go back to the car by the alley, and she gets to her destination, which is Tyler State Park.
On the edge of a freaking cliff, it seems.
It seems like it's where Mona almost died.
I thought the same thing.
And she...
Wait, could you believe the car stops and we see it's on empty? It had exactly enough gas just to get to the spot. That I thought was crazy. I was like...
But also,
that is a level of like insanity. That's wild.
That and then also like that was the fail safe because the original thing that happens is the car was programmed.
Because I kept thinking, just go another way, Allie.
Do you remember that one episode where someone was in a car and it stopped? I think it was Emily. They were driving, or was it Emily and Paige? Maybe they were together and the car stopped working.
No, wasn't it Emily when she went to the barn and she was supposed to be going to Hannah's
dad's
wedding?
Yeah, and the car like, fully stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
It was similar to that, but plus the gas. Like, truly.
It's just crazy.
And then this is even scarier, is that she goes to call roadside assistance. And
which I'm also like...
It's just one of A's Goonies.
Isn't it hilarious that when Allie presses the button, this look of annoyance immediately comes over her face. She's like, I got a flat tire. Like, she's immediately so annoyed, as everybody is when they have to call roadside
assistance.
And the
way she explains her issue, I'm like,
she's like, I'm stuck on the side of the road. Well, get here. Like, she's like, I have a tracker in my shoe. Get here.
And
her phone has no service. Like, she's fucked.
And we find out that we're actually on the phone. This was the person who invented the substance's first job. And they say, what you need is in the trunk. And then Allie's like, what the fuck are you talking
about?
She's
like, I said, open the trunk, Allison. And it's like, okay, yes, that is the voice from the substance.
And this is where Caleb and Ezra realize that, okay, Allie's at a dead stop. And that's a bad choice of words.
That's a poor choice of words. Ezra is the wordsmith. So he would be the authority
on
if it's a good choice of words.
He's got a master's degree in American literature.
Absolutely. So Caleb tells Ezra to slow down. We're getting close. We need to call Toby. Like, let's figure this out. So we do call Toby. And when we do, we see that LB is reading journal entries from Charles. And I'm just going to read an excerpt from one.
Okay.
Because this is insane. At first, I thought this was Allie's old journal. And I was like, holy shit.
Whose journal is it?
I think Charles, probably.
No, I think it's Allie's. I thought it was Allie's.
Okay. Did you read the whole thing?
No.
This is not Allie. I don't think. It's people like them. People like Aria with her aloof doe eyes.
Did I
write this? And Spencer, that smug, overachieving, know nothing, know it all. And Hannah and Emily. That are the root cause of all that is bad in this world.
Okay, yeah.
They like Andrew. Games? Well, so do I. I fantasize about watching them scream, about watching what it takes to make them turn on each other. It's not that I hate them. I don't. They aren't evil. They just play everyone like they're game pieces, like pawns. I'm no pawn, and they can't play me.
Ooh.
If Allie had written that,
you're right.
I'd be like,
I think the handwriting threw me off.
Yeah, it is. It does look like girl handwriting.
And so Toby comes in. Toby goes in, comes in, and he says, "We got a lead on Andrew's car. The car was stolen 2 weeks ago and was just found right now on a toll road leading to this is where Allison was now that he's describing, going towards the Tyler State Park."
So Ezra and Caleb find the car. The trunk is open. They go to the car. Allie's gone, and in the trunk are all of her clothes, as well as that welcome card that Hannah mentioned. And they open it. Would you like to read what all the girls wrote?
Emily says, love and miss you, XOXO Emily. Aria says, can't wait to catch up, love, Aria. Hannah says, hasn't been the same without you, dash, Hannah. Spencer says,
fuck you.
It'll be like old times, dash, Spencer. The dashes, I thought, were interesting.
Yeah, I think that is interesting and makes sense. One thing I also think is interesting is, A, if you're going to have the girls just write fake messages, why don't you just do it?
Yeah, well.
And fake their handwriting.
Because I think there's part of A that does want this to be, like, I think there's a really sick part of A's brain that thinks that if he tries hard enough,
yeah,
he can make this seem authentic.
Oh my God.
Like, he wants to be able to control a real group of the five friends.
Insane, insane.
So we go to.
They grab the clothes and start going. They're going to find her because Allie laid out the shoes.
The recording on the thing, though, says, get dressed, start walking, leave everything behind,
oh, yes,
or they die.
Yes, sorry. So they follow where Allie's shoes were.
Which
she,
was
like,
smart.
Laid them out. Yeah. So Allie's in the yellow top,
of course,
looking scared in the woods. We go back to the dollhouse. Hannah's looking at a pic of her mom. Spencer comes. It's time to go. So now we're going to keep getting like a back to the dollhouse, back to the woods.
Yeah. And so at the dollhouse, we go back to Allie. Now we're back at the dollhouse. There's an old note from Mona. We're talking about the old note from Mona. I can't remember exactly what the thing said, but the thing from the mirror, we realize, is an anagram for Charles De Laurentiis.
Oh, yeah. So Spencer's basically explaining everything she's figured out.
And so the idea is that they're going to try to get to the vault somehow, which the girls will remind Spencer there's not enough time. But Spencer's goal is to be able to go through the game room to the vault, because what's inside of the vault, they're hoping they can bargain with A to get out.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Because it's all the stuff that matters most. And the toy that Spencer found with the CD engraved into it, she thinks that that's a signal like this stuff does matter to,
yeah,
Charles.
Yes. She's like, this is his soul. So they go into the room and they're looking for, Spencer's looking for like a trap door or some kind of secret passageway, because when she was in this room and Charles like snuck in here, he got away really fast. So there has to be an exit. And the alarm goes off. The generator comes back on and an alarm goes off. So Charles knows they're out, but they're still trying to get whatever. They end up climbing through a vent. The alarm stops and they come out in, like, honestly, it's like a movie theater type room with this projector and popcorn and all this baby stuff and pictures and whatever. And we have Charles just watching the girls watch these old family videos with Jess D and these two twin boys, mm-hmm, kissing their sister, who we can presume
are
is Allison.
Precious.
They are so cute.
They're so cute.
So
and
cute.
Spencer turns at the camera and she goes, game on, Charles.
She's like, I'm the only one who hasn't gotten to do this yet.
And then she does something that I didn't know could be done. And she holds the film still. And I guess that starts a fire.
I was like, where did the fire come from?
And I think it's because the projector is so hot if it's not constantly moving,
it'll catch on
fire. It starts to catch on fire, maybe?
Spencer, thank God for that big brain of yours.
Thank God for her. Sorry I didn't believe in you earlier. Still think that Mona said it, but.
She sets it on fire and says, we want Mona back. And then Aria goes,
let's torch
this place. And I'm like, you guys
are
still in here and you have no way out.
It's giving Bad Cinderella. It's giving Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Let's torch this place.
Bad Cinderella. And she goes, okay, guys.
I am Bad Cinderella.
She opens up her spray paint. And we think, wait, this is just a classic tale of Cinderella on a pink backdrop.
She's like, bitch,
written in handwriting script. She opens her spray paint and she looks back at all the cameras and she goes,
gives a little wink.
And then she spray paints bad
and
right
red.
Over it. And that's what Arya's doing, essentially. And then we, so A is going back and forth at this point between the camera that's showing the girls and the fire and Allie getting to where A needs Allie to be. And frankly, what I will say, I know that I don't need to sympathize with A, but the idea of someone's memories and home videos going up in flames actually made me sick to my stomach.
See, I did not have that feeling at all.
I just always think that, like, when people lose things that can be recovered, like, that just...
Yeah, no, I mean, I do get that. But
so
not for this person.
We go to Allie. She's in this clearing. She starts to hear something, and it's actually just Caleb and Ezra.
Thank
I thought it was going to be
God,
A.
Thank God.
Go back to the dollhouse. We realize the fire, it's burning too fast.
Here's the thing. I just feel like they didn't think this through.
At all.
Like, what are you going to do now?
And Spencer didn't tell the girls that she was going to start a fire.
And they're like, Spencer, what's next? What's next? And Spencer's like, I don't know.
I did my part.
Help me find a way out, I guess.
And so Emily's like, okay, I'm going to pull down these. And this would have made me fall face first into a fire.
No, you would have not survived this moment.
Emily pulls down the curtain hoping that it can be like a fire blanket. And when she pulls it down, there's plexiglass and a fucking like leather mask is behind it.
It's like the Jason mask. It's
but it's black.
Like a hot, yeah.
It's like if it's Elon Musk dressed as Jason.
Yes.
This is what Elon Musk would wear.
Jason/A.
Yes.
Quite spooky. And I just again, it's so hilarious that now we're trying this hard to put the fire out. It's like you just started it. And Emily's like, girl, I need somebody to put this fire out. You guys, we're gonna burn. We're gonna be burned alive. And it's like, yeah, you should have thought of that.
So we're at Allie and the boys, and they're like, oh, we were sent on a wild goose chase. We gotta go. And then, of course, we pan out and we see they're standing right over the fire.
It is literally right under their noses, and they start to leave. And all this smoke is coming up. And it's like, you guys, come back. So whatever. Emily tells them, all right, guys, let's throw everything in the fire. And Aria says, say goodbye to your soul. Aria's just killing it with the one-liners in this episode. So finally, A's like, okay, enough. Pulls the fire alarm. And the sprinklers go off.
The way A pulls this fire alarm, he like basically just like shimmies out of his little like holding room.
He's just like,
he like flicks the fire alarm and he like does a jaw square out of there.
Yeah,
he's
just
like so nonchalant about what's going on.
He's like, okay, start of act two. Let's do this. Let's do it.
Perfect. That means the police are close.
Perfect. Things are heating up, literally.
So
thank God the boys have ears and Allie has ears, and they hear the fire alarm going, and
thank God we have a 30-year-old on board.
Well, exactly. They start running after the sound, and then that's when they see that there's also smoke, and it's coming from underground. They follow that, and Ezra says, "Ha ha!
A door.
And we run over to the store.
And then we go back to the dollhouse, and the girls are looking for Mona. They find Mona in the well, and
this is when Mona just kills it acting.
But I'm also like, Mona, I know you were hungry and thirsty. Can we be a little fucking louder? At first she's like, hello.
She goes, help me.
Guys.
Well, I'm gonna do you one better.
Okay.
Because I was gonna be a little bit more insensitive with this and say, Mona, you didn't even try scaling the wall. Like, I never climbed a tree, but I bet I could have climbed out of there.
It is like perfect rock climbing.
No, it literally, I thought the same. It looks like there's a lot to grip on here. And I know you don't have nails on right now. You don't have acrylics on right now, Mona. You're good.
So,
but
they find
the
her.
The acting is,
they
she
get her.
Just like, when she sees the girls, the way she starts sobbing, which it's like normally you kind of expect the opposite reaction because it's like, oh my God, yay, whatever. But she starts sobbing and it's like such a great choice. It's so great.
They find her, they get her, they're running out. Allie and the boys,
by the way, they got her pretty quick.
They did.
They threw a rope down there and I'm like, this is going to take a while. And it doesn't.
What we failed to realize is that Mona is very similar to Addie Brown and us.
Addie Brown
is known to climb a rope. I've seen it on her story.
Oh, on CrossFit.
I've seen it on her story.
Oh, she's going to be thrilled you brought up her CrossFit on the podcast. Yeah, that's right. We brought her up two episodes in a row.
Did we talk about her comedy show
and her CrossFit.
Oh,
so let me guess, you all want to be her best friend now?
Probably.
Well, she's taken.
Allie's awesome. Addie's awesome.
Oh my God. I hope she's not listening because if so, you are so dumb.
I'm so dumb.
You are so dumb, me.
They find the doors and like Ezra, Caleb, and Allie are pulling the door open and they're failing. And the girls like basically like, you know that thing that cops hold that, like, open doors?
Like a tree trunk and Beauty and the
Beast? What the fuck are
those
things called? They're, like, these big pillar things.
Well, I can just think of something better, which is Beauty and the Beast. When they're all like, kill the beast!
That's exactly what happens.
They have crazy old Maurice, and they all are running to the castle, and they got big tree trunks, and they go, heave-ho!
Yes.
Heave-ho!
That's what the girls are doing.
And the palace doors open. Aha! All the enchanted objects are here to make your life a living hell! Hell monsters! Put your torches and pitchforks down. My name is Olivia.
That's what the girls do.
And the girl, and it's like, Aria, okay, you're not a Lumiere. Sorry.
You wish. And the police are there. And she's getting cast as Chip. Let's
We're
be
like,
real.
Where's Crazy Old Maurice? Where is Crazy Old Maurice?
Sarah Harvey.
Sarah Harvey is giving Crazy Old Maurice.
And so the police are there.
I'm sorry, Crazy Old Maurice is such a good name.
Ezra.
Okay. Aria. My next three dogs are named Quinn Fabry. Crazy Old Maurice,
What was the last one?
Fuck, what was the last one?
Oh my god, it was so
Wait,
good.
It was like a guy name. It was it a boy.
It was so good.
Fuck, what was it? I just want to say god, Dr. Faustus, but that's definitely not it.
It was so good. Dr. Fauci.
Okay, it was not
dog?
Either.
Okay, your fourth dog.
Okay, fourth dog. I'm sorry. Quinn Fabray, Crazy Old Maurice.
What the fuck was it?
We'll imagine if drama was named Crazy Old Maurice when he brought the chipmunk in. That would have been perfect.
We'll have to ask Anthony. Anyway, Arya runs into Ezra's arms. Hannah runs into Caleb's arms. Emily runs into Allie's arms. Mona and Spencer are just hugging.
I was like, okay, and the world is healing. I've never seen these two touch skin.
And then Hannah is hugging Caleb and says, never let me go. Oh. And Caleb is like sobbing and he's like, I've never
And it's like, and like, yet and I know what's coming.
And I know what's coming, you
And yet
asshole.
I know what's coming, you pieces of shit. All of you.
Not Hannah.
I'm not talking about Hannah. I'm just talking about like everyone.
And Toby goes, Spence.
Babe.
It's Andrew Campbell, babe.
Hey, babe. He's like, it's smart Andrew, babe. It's so funny the way he calls her babe. I'm like, right now you're going to call her babe for real in this moment? It's not appropriate time to call her babe.
And so
call her by her government name.
This is when we realize we found another girl. And her name is Sarah. It's Sarah. Sarah Harvey.
It's literally, they're like, there's another girl down there in our core four. They're like, huh?
They're okay, like, okay. And?
They're like, Jesus Christ, you move on fast. My God, this is our moment.
And Emily's like, that's Sarah Harvey. We met her friends a while ago. She went missing the same weekend that Allie did.
I thought she low-key looks like Cece.
She's like, blonde.
In this moment. Okay, well, that's not it.
She's being carried out on a stretcher, by the way, guys.
On a stretcher, and the girls don't give her a second look.
And which Emily is goes up to Allie and is like, thank you. All that you did. And by the way, have you ever heard of Charles De Laurentiis? And Allie's like, no, bitch.
Allie actually says nothing at all, but she makes a face that I thought said a million words, but
which
think it just said
no
bitch. And no bitch is famously a million words.
Oh, yes.
It's a million words. Okay, guys, so that was our season 6 opener. Lame.
It was
boring.
So boring.
Are you guys bored out of your skulls, out of your freaking gourds? Phoebe,
next.
Will you please read the synopsis?
I will.
The synopsis.
Next week is season 6. Why isn't Sid's full name Synopsis?
Because it's Sid Vicious, which is kind of
perfect.
Iconic.
So it's Pretty Little Liars season 6, episodes 2, Songs of Innocence. The girls struggle with the
is
last
scene. Is this the musical
scene.
Episode?
Yes. The girls struggle with the lasting after effects of their time spent in the dollhouse. Allison is plagued by her past indiscretions.
So, Allie, you shouldn't be plagued by anything right now because you didn't have to
your
go
girl.
In there.
You're a good girl.
You were not in that dollhouse. Oh! She is suffering from me, like Arya. Okay, I guess it's contagious.
Arya finally has a reason to be
They're not separated
me.
Anymore, and now Allie has it.
Yeah.
Great. She's kind of had it the whole time. All right, guys. Well, that is that. That is that episode. It's crazy to think. I'm actually like, aw, I can't believe we're in season 6.
It's really sweet. That we've gotten so far.
I know.
And that we actually did it.
We used to be like, I mean, if we ever get through it, and like now we're like fully aware of what's next, which is crazy, but hard to believe we're in season 6. This has been so fun. It's cool to see like how much our style has kind of changed over time in terms of like how we recap it and how we talk about it. And like the lore we've built into Rosewood that's our own is like really neat.
It's in depth.
And it makes me excited for Gossip Girl too, because I'm just like,
what can we do with that world?
What are we going to do? What can we make here?
And by the way, Mimi and I are going to the Big Apple, hopefully, to see your favorite actor, Paul Mescal, in a streetcar named Desire.
When?
He's reprising his role.
When?
In 2025.
When?
I don't know yet.
There are 12 whole months there.
I don't know yet. At some point.
Okay. Well, Phoebe talked about this as if it was in the bag. Tickets are bought and we have a hotel. All right. And that is the end of our episode. Please, please, please leave us a review. I'm begging. Okay. Please, can you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts? We're both begging, right?
Well, always.
We're begging. Come on. Leave us a review. 5 stars. 5-star review. And please tell everyone you know about us. If you love this episode, share it with a friend. Share it on your Instagram story if you're a real one. And make sure you're following us on Instagram at The Pretty Little Podcast. The Owen Podcast is a 0. And follow us on TikTok at The Pretty Little Podcast. And tomorrow, you're going to get a Patreon episode, a deep dive on the Grammys. So if you notice that you didn't get all of our Grammy thoughts on Tuesday, have no fear.
We didn't even talk about the Grammys,
We
guys.
Didn't even touch on it because we have so much to say. If we had even like started, it would have been a landslide.
And it'll only be $3.
It's available for all tiers on Patreon. And if you're like, yeah, but I'm not going to remember to cancel and I don't want to join fully.
You can buy it for $5.
You can buy it. You can buy the episode and just have it forever and you don't have to join. So like there, and did you know you can buy any of our episodes on Patreon?
Some of them are more expensive than others.
There's one in particular I'm thinking of that we guard under lock and key. You know who you are episode. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We love you so much and we will see you next week. And... what the fuck? If I had thought you would have my head.
Well, because you didn't purchase.
My God.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.